Well, it says the plig the Rav Ktina, and if so, then Rav Chi argues on Rav Ktina. Rav Ktina says it's only a suffix. Rav Chi has no, it's a body tumor. Well, it says that, but the Rav Huna, according to what the way Rav Huna answered before, and he says no, it depends where you find the dam. So it could be like pligi, could be then there's no machlekes between Rav Chi and Rav Ktina. It could be then kan min alulu lufnim. Like when does Rav Chiya say she's Vadei Tomei, that's when she found the dam on the inner portion of the proizdor, between the low, the dock, and upwards inside the body. Therefore we say that dam Vadei came from the Makor, therefore she's Tomei Vadei. And Kam and Alul Lachutz, according to Rav Huna, if you find the dam in Alul Lachutz, it's Vadei Tor. Therefore that's Pshat, it's a Sufik Tomei. Therefore that's Pshat in Rabbi Ketuna, that he says it's only a Sufik Tomei. But the question is, Elul Rami by Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, the Yama, they both say like this, that min alulu lechutz, sveika tor, you find that down, alulu lechutz is suffix tom, it's Torah Lagamri. Min alulu lefnim, suffix tomi, it's only a suffix tumma, they hold there's no vadi tumma. If so, hani, b'mayma tukma, where does machleka shor chiyo and rakhtina? It doesn't come out like rakhtina, because he says a suffix, it doesn't come out like chiyo, he says it's a vadi. So much like this. He says that it's talking about then, Menalu, you find a dam in the inside. Menalu lefnim. So therefore, according to Rabbi Chiya, it's a Vadei, and according to Rabbi Chiya, it's a Suffolk over there. And so, then it should come out that they argue in Rabbi Chiya. Because they say when you find a dam, Menalu lefnim, it's only a Suffolk tumma. And here Rabbi Chiya says it's a Vadei tumma. So most of the Lakash does not see, I tell you. Can Bishanimsa the Kaka Proizdor, you find on the bottom part of the Proizdor, Kanshanimsa the Daga Proizdor, on the top part of the Proizdor. So if on the Kaka, that's normal, then it's a Tomevade. Then when they say it's a Suffolk, that only means on the Gag, on the top part of the Proizdor, that's only a Suffolk, because it doesn't get there on the Gag. So she had to do some type of the movement, therefore it remains only a Suffolk, therefore it's no Stira. Alright, we'll stop here. Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, around the 4 lines down. Amar Rav Yochanan. Yeah. Amar Rav Yochanan. Yochanan says like this, that B'shloisha Mekoymus in 3 places, Holcho B'echachom Amarachol HaRoiv. The Chom, even though there's a doubt what happened, they go Bos HaRoiv, and we'll say that this is called like a Ruba the Lesser Kamon. It's not like really 1 out of 10 pieces. It's a Svaradik HaRoiv, to go Bos of this Roiv, and therefore the Yosom Kvadei. They make it like it's Vadei Tomei. They make it like it's Vadei, even though we have a doubt out of it. But like Rashi says, Mishun Navdina Bosaruba, they make it like it's Vadei Tomei. So Gemara says, what are these 3 places? Makor, the Lach of Dam comes out of the womb or not. Shui, if you find the placenta. Or else Chaticha, or a piece comes out of the body of the Isha. We'll soon see. Makor, what's the case of Makor, Dam that comes out from the womb? Hodi Amorim. I think we had the sugi before. Rashi says, "The masnisim shechaskosa lebu elam and amakor." The Mishnah said, "Shall if she finds dam inside the proizdor, inside the canal of the vagina, and she's not sure if the dam came from an aliyah from the upper chamber there, or the dam came from the womb, so it's a suffix really where the dam came from." Still, the Mishnah says, "The cheskosa she's tamei," because most times dam comes from the womb. That's called dam nida. That's for Shchir, the dam should come from the upstairs, from the Aliyah there. So if we go Basarai, then we say, she's Vadei Tomei. And therefore, she goes to the Beis HaMikdash, now she's Chayav HaKorban. So that's one case. Shilia, where's the case of a placenta, of a Shilia? It's not like this. Well, the Gemara later, that Shilia Babayis, and Isha had a miscarriage, the placenta came out, and it's in the house. The Locher is Habayis Tomei. We have to act as if there's a mace now in the bias, everything in the house is Tomei. So loisha shuyu vlad, not that the shuyu, the placenta itself, is really have a like a vlad, ella, but rather shein shuyu b'lay vlad. There's no shuyu without a vlad, like for sure there was a vlad there. So Rashi says shein shuyu b'lay vlad, and therefore the serpent law is a truma. Alma kivun deroiv shuyuist einem b'lay vlad machzim loy b'tumas vadois. We say as if there was vadi of vlad inside this placenta. So therefore it's like a vadi tummy here. So that even though we don't see the vlad, we go bust a roif to make it into a vadei. We have Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says no nimokav vlad actually yotza. And Shimon holds no. We have to be afraid. Maybe the vlad, like was nimok, means like disintegrated, dissolved, and became, Rashi says, Venas Adam. Maybe the Vlad, but was inside the Isha, the fetus, became into blood. And therefore, Venisar Badam HaLeda got mixed up with the dam she has now, which is just Leda. Or Botob Reif. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, he holds it's not Tommy. He holds the bias is not Tommy. But the Chomim, though, go Basar Reif and say no. That rope problem, when you have a placenta, there is still the Vlad like inside it. And therefore, the bias is Tommy. That's also like a Vada. Yeah. Chaticha, where's the case of a chaticha piece? It's like this, it's not, not like this. Also, we'll have a Gemara later on, that ha-mapeles yad chatucha. And when he shows the miscarriage, what comes out is like arm, a yad, a hand that's cut off, yad chatucha, or else regular chatucha, just it happens in miscarriage, a cut off leg comes out. So, locally, it's emate to me later. We say for sure she's tummy later. Why? And the chiddush is being chesh, we're not afraid. Shema meguf otam basam. Maybe it came from a guf otam means maybe the placenta inside doesn't really have a look like a vlad. Otam means it has no tzura, no form to it, just like a round thing. So that's not called the leida. That's not called the vlad. So we say no. If the yad chatucha rego comes out, it's a chazok like a roi. It came from a normal body, and therefore she there's tummy. Rashi says, Yad Chatucha, Mechutechas Betzurosa, Bechituchas Boys. If a hand comes out of her with like fingers there, Sime Tamei Leda. We say like Shivadi has a Leda now. And therefore, Vetashiv Chomer Zochel Limeitor, Vachomer Nekev, Linitum, and Vachsin, and Lava Leda's Vadei. We say for sure she had a Leda. And we don't know whether it was a Vlad or whether it was a Zochel or a Nekev. So we have to go to Chumer both ways. So even though we don't know for sure there was a Leda here, like maybe the kid is an otum, that there's no tumas later, we go bust a rave. No, and therefore we say that she is she's vade tummy. Yeah. Right, yeah. So these are the three cases of Yechanan goes bust a rave to make it into a vade. So that's the question now, the Sulek, is it no more? Like, is it the only three places? Vika, the other place also go Basarai. First of all, there's the case of, the famous case of Tishah Hanuyas. The case we have nine butcher stores, let's say. The tiny one like this, Tishah Hanuyas, you have nine butcher stores. Kulu Merchus Basashrut, all of them sell kosher meat. Viyachas Mercheres Basanavela. And by one store, he sells Basanavela, he sells meat of a Navela. Basanavela. The law kach meachas, and now you go into one of these stores and you buy some meat. Then you're not sure, maybe a look at which store you went into. So locher is sveiko yos. Lamais, any piece of meat you bought, min asafik we say it's awesome. But that's called kavua. Since you went into the store, that's a look of kavua. It's there. And then we say called kavua is kamach to machzadami. What's going to be the nimtza though? Let's say you find it though. The nimtza, let's say you found a piece of meat outside. Then you go bust to the roif. So you see here another case, you go bust the roif. So why do you say only these three? There should be more cases. Yeah. So you see here is another case, you go bust the roif. So Mara says, Tuma Kamrin. Here Rabbi Yochanan is talking about three cases of Hilchos Tuma. Issalo Kamrin. There are plenty of cases, though, but soon that we do go bust the roif. Therefore, he doesn't want to say it. For the Gemara Aiv, Uika is another case of Tuma also. Teisha Tzvad, let's say you have nine frogs, that even when they're dead, they're tor. The Sheret Sechel is one Sheret, they're B'nayim. Now, V'noga B'yechem, you touch one of these ten. When you do, you're not sure based on log which one you touched, so it's a Sophic. So, Lachr is B'shus HaYochid Tzvei Ketom, that's always a Lachr, which is Yochid, you say Yitomei. B'shus HaRabim Tzvei Ketor. That's because you touched them, so it's like Kavua. Therefore, it remains a Sophic. Therefore, it's a Chilu with Rishus Rabbim and Rishus Yochid. Or the Nimtza, let's say though, one of these ten came out someplace else. Or you, like you rushed to the Nimtza, you found it on the Karka. It's called Pirish. It was separated from there. Rashi Shapiro Shachim and Lamakamecha, one of these ten went away in another place. And there, a person touched it. They wasn't sure what he touched. So, Lacharis, Holach HaKharev. You go across the rave. So, Chur, you see, this is a case of Tomei, and therefore we say, since nine of them were Tzvadeya, so you say, what you touched, Misama, was a Tzvadeya, and therefore you're Tori, you're not Tomei. Smor said, "Echlam mitumah di isha karminin." Rabbi Yochanan wants to teach us three cases of tumah by an isha that there's a chiddush too. We make it like a vaday. I mean, it's be said the chiddush, even though there's a little of a roiv, a chazaka against these, but still you go bus a roiv. But the bottom place says, "Ach a roiv, hoch ika chazaka k'neged a roiv." All these cases. So that's the chiddush of here. Still, we go bus a roiv. So Marim says, "Enechnami, he's only talking about three cases by an isha kaminin, but tumah v'yam lo kaminin." So Marim still know. V'ikra, there's another case. Hod yom Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Over Benor, let's say someone, a pregnant lady, was going through the river. Over Benor,